News and interviews from your community. Every morning on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Good morning. I'm Chris Elio. This is WKOK Sunrise right here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. I'm sitting in for the great Mark Lawrence, who is at home listening intently for me to mess up, I'm sure. Because he's got nothing else better to do, I'm sure. I hope he's getting some good rest, well-deserved time off. But in the meantime, enough about Mark Lawrence, because we hear enough about him while we're here. We have the great sitting across from me for the first time in a year, from what I understand, sitting across from anybody, the great Mike McGranahan, movie Mike McGranahan, professional movie critic, unlike the rest of us out there who think we're movie critics, but we're not. He's also an author, women in cinema advocate. He's got a website, allseat.com, and he's awesome on Twitter, so you need to be on top of that. Plus, he's also great on Facebook, too, so if you know him personally, you get all that insight as well. Mike, what's happening, man? Good to see you.
Oh, good to see you, too. It is so nice to be back live.
I know. It's good to see people.
Yeah, it is, and to have the world feel a little bit normal again. It was quite a year, wasn't it?
Just for a second, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, baseball season started yesterday. I'm thinking maybe I'll go to a game this year. I don't know. We'll see.
I'm going to a movie in a theater later today.
Holy
you know, I mean,
cow.
Things are just kind of slowly back to normal as we all get vaccinated, and I've been vaccinated for about 6 weeks now. So.
Me too, man. About the end of February is when I got mine all done. So that's good, man. So you get to actually enjoy your job from the seat, the actual aisle seat.
The actual aisle seat.
Yeah, so that's good. So, you watched one movie already. You're going to see another one today. So, let's talk about what you know. What you're doing.
Okay, well, I got a review of the big movie of the weekend, which is Godzilla vs. Kong.
Right, which
heard about this.
Which I will be enjoying from my HBO Max subscription. But
It's in theaters or on HBO Max.
Yes.
So, in the tradition of Freddy vs. Jason, Alien vs. Predator, and Batman vs. Superman, two pop culture titans clash in Godzilla vs. Kong. Actually, it's not entirely fair to compare this movie to those other ones, because unlike them, it's pretty good. Describing the plot is going to make me sound like a lunatic, but here goes. Godzilla has been on a rampage again, so the military gets the bright idea to remove Kong from his containment center to stop him. In order to do that, Kong first has to lead a team of scientists and soldiers into a hidden world in the center of the Earth so they can obtain a powerful energy source. Meanwhile, a teenage girl and a podcaster break into a high-tech corporation to see if they're hiding a Godzilla-related secret. See, I told you it would sound nuts. The important thing is that all this nonsense allows Godzilla and King Kong to fight. There are a couple minor brawls during the first two acts, followed by a nearly 20-minute no-holds-barred battle at the end. There's also an awesome little plot twist that will please fans of the classic Godzilla films. The human characters may be dull, and the plot may be nonsensical, but the visual effects are outstanding, the movie has a sense of humor about itself, and the fight scenes deliver exactly what you want. Godzilla vs. Kong is pure fun. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3 Mothras.
There you go. 3 Mothras. That's like one of my favorite baddies in the Godzilla-verse.
Yes, definitely one of the best ones.
So something interesting that you brought up, and I think this is something I have an older son.
Mm-hmm.
I have two older sons, actually, and we talk about this type of thing all the time, and I, for one, cannot stand when I hear these people talk about when they watch these monster movies and they get all bent out of shape. The story is just dull, or the human characters are stupid. Of course they are. They're literally watching monsters fight. Why are you worried about what the humans are doing except for not dying?
Yeah.
That should be the only concern you have.
Yeah, I mean, this movie, the human characters are a little different. Now, Rebecca Hall plays Kong's keeper, who's very concerned about this plan. And she's good. But then you have the character of this teenage girl played by Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things. She's coming back from the previous Godzilla movie. And this podcaster. And that's one part of the human story that's very stupid. Because, of course, they just waltz right into this high-tech corporation and stumble across the secret lab.
Oh,
it's like, oh, let's see what's in the computer. Well, we could probably guess their password. You know, click, click, click. Hey, we're in. So, you know, stuff like that. I think that they could have dumb human characters or silly human characters without going to all of those tired old tropes that we've seen a million times before.
Right,
like
right. I also think it's interesting, and I love the fact that you brought up all the other classic battles that took place, like Jason versus Freddy, Alien versus Predator,
Kramer versus Kramer. Yeah, oh, no, maybe not
exactly.
That one.
And how awful they were. Kramer versus Kramer was actually good.
Right.
But the other ones were terrible, terrible movies, like really poorly executed, which to me, this type of movie seems like it should be the easiest thing to do, shouldn't it be? Or am I simplifying it too much?
No, I don't think you are. I think people want to see the two main characters fight. Now, this isn't a spoiler, but you know the problem with these movies is that you can never really have a definitive victor, because if Godzilla clearly wins, the Kong fans go home disappointed. If Kong wins, the Godzilla fans go home disappointed. So you always kind of get this other way of resolving the story. But you know, this movie delivers what you want. You want to see Kong and Godzilla fighting, or in Batman versus Superman, you want to see Batman and Superman fighting. Some of those other movies didn't really give it to us as well as this one does.
Right. But doesn't a loss like set up the rematch?
It would.
Unless it's a death scene, like unless that happens. Then,
right,
you know.
Right.
But I mean, you know, I think a victor would kind of set up the rematch, you know? Like you can't just let the champion go away with a loss.
Right. I would love to see that. These movies always kind of cop out a little bit on that front. But yeah, I would like to see that. I would like to see one emerge victorious and then make the sequel. Kind of like the original Rocky. Remember when Rocky 2 came
out? Exactly.
It's like, well, you know, okay, who's going to win this time? Is Apollo going to win? Is Rocky going to win? So yeah, I'd like to see more of that.
Exactly. And even further, like, you know, like, don't even get me started on Batman versus Superman, because to me that was like, they tried too hard to set up a whole universe and they just...
Yeah, they were not telling their own story in that movie.
Butchered that entire thing. And, you know, Martha, the name that launched a million memes.
Right, right.
So, but yeah, it's good to hear that this movie really sticks to what works.
Yeah.
And that's going to be interesting. And it's just fun. That's what it should be.
It does. It's fun. And Warner Brothers allowed me to screen this movie at home last week. And I got to tell you, if you have a surround sound system and you decide to watch it at home on HBO Max, it will give your system a good workout. This movie sounds incredible. Like there's monsters fighting all around you.
Nice. That's awesome. So what's the next movie you're going to see that we're going to hear about?
There's a horror movie today coming out called The Unholy.
Ooh, this sounds like a good one to me.
Yeah. It's about a hearing impaired girl who's visited by the Virgin Mary and can suddenly hear, speak, and heal the sick, but as people flock to witness her miracles, terrifying events unfold, and it's not clear whether it's the work of Virgin Mary or something more sinister.
And Negan is in it, if you're Walking Dead
Jeffrey
fan.
Yes, Jeffrey Dean Morgan
is
the star of this one.
Yeah, he's a fantastic baddie in Walking Dead. It's going to be interesting to watch him be something else.
Yeah.
Because he's a great actor in The Walking Dead. I've never seen him in anything else, so I'm kind of
interested. Oh, he was in Watchmen. He's really good in that movie, too.
Oh, God, he was in Watchmen.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That movie scarred me for life, Watchmen, because they ruined the end so badly.
They changed the ending for the book pretty significantly.
They so badly ruined that the end of that movie. But I liked a lot of that movie, and he was in that movie. I totally forgot. Yeah, he was excellent in that movie. I completely forgot about that.
Mike, so, good actor.
This is why Movie Mike is the man. This is why he makes all the money.
I have a lot of useless trivia floating around in my brain. I can't remember grocery list.
But. I'm like the music version of you.
Yeah.
A movie that I'm interested in that I'm not sure you've either seen, I assume you've seen it or at least you know something about it, is Bob Odenkirk's movie.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you seen this movie yet?
I have, yes.
And what is your verdict on it?
I enjoyed it. That was another 3-star movie. I mean, it's basically like an over-the-top version of John Wick. And John Wick is already over-the-top, so that kind of gives you an idea of what to expect from it. But it's really funny, and the joke is that Bob Odenkirk is this middle-aged guy with, you know, a dad body. He's not Keanu Reeves. He's not Arnold Schwarzenegger. And yet he's very good at punching and kicking and stabbing and fighting people.
Right.
And that's kind of an amusing joke, and what they do with it over the course of the movie to keep it fresh is very entertaining, too. And a great supporting performance from Christopher Lloyd. I don't want to say too much about his role, but he plays Bob Odenkirk's father and has a lot of fun in the film. So it's definitely another one worth seeing.
Yeah, no, because I heard an interview with Bob Odenkirk on Howard Stern, and he was talking about how this was really outside of his comfort zone.
Yeah.
Because in everything he's ever done, he's basically him. Like, he's basically just, even with Better Call Saul or the stuff in Breaking Bad, even though he played kind of a slimy, swarmy version of himself, he still played a version of himself, where with this, Does he really play that different a person?
Well, I think he kind of plays like a mirror image version of Bob Odenkirk.
Like what he wants to be? Like
yeah,
what he wishes he could be?
Yeah, like going into the bizarro world. It's like, well, it looks like him and it sounds like him, but boy, you really don't expect Bob Odenkirk to be doing any of this stuff. And that's what makes it a lot of fun. It's just such great, unexpected casting.
Fantastic. One last thing before we let you go. So, it looks like theaters are going to be open this summer.
It's looking pretty good. Now that more people are getting vaccinated, the studios are taking a chance and rolling out some of these big movies. Of course, you have Warner Brothers doing this experiment where they're releasing in theaters and on HBO Max at the same time all their movies throughout this year. And Kong and Godzilla looks poised to do very well at the box office. So this strategy seems to be working out. I think more studios will emulate it, and I think we might have something resembling a summer movie season. Maybe not quite the full extent of what we normally get, but something pretty close.
And what are, if you can pick like three off the top of your head, what are the three big summer movies that you think people should see?
Well, Black Widow is going to be, I think, the big one that's coming out, and that's going to be on Disney Plus and in theaters.
Okay.
And then, I mean, there again, Pixar's Luca I would normally pick as one of the big ones, but that's only going to Disney Plus. They're bypassing theaters with that one.
Interesting.
So, and then In the Heights is another one from Warner Brothers that's going to be both in the theaters and on
Musical.
HBO Max. Yeah.
So, I mean, Lin-Manuel Miranda. So.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. Movie Mike McGranahan. You can always check him out at aisleseat.com. I believe it's at Aisleseat on Twitter, right?
At Aisleseat, yeah.
You're still a staff writer for Ranker these days?
Still there, yes.
All right, excellent. So he's all over the place. He's the guy. My personal movie tastes usually align with yours, and I think you'll find the same thing. So be sure to check out Movie Mike online and on this station every Friday.
Yes, I'm back. Glad to be here.
Thank you, Movie Mike. Good to talk to you, man.
You too.